It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Billed as everything that makes Pittsburgh awesome, Pittsburgh Magazine's 412 blog is a combined effort by the publication's staffers covering up-to-the-minute trends and stories. And while it's a new year, we've invited Sean Conboy, online editor, to tell us about three of the most popular stories that appeared on the 412 blog in 2013. Sean Conboy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Braddock. We've done a lot with Braddock on this program. It receives a lot of local and national press. Do you think this accounts for it getting a lot of attention from your readers?
Absolutely. I think, Braddock's really a perfect metaphor for what made Pittsburgh so interesting in 2013. In many ways, it's a nice intersection of old Pittsburgh and new Pittsburgh. You've got old Pittsburgh values, and you've got new Pittsburgh ideas kind of at work in the town. And I think probably as many of your listeners know, Braddock's, it's a classic case of post-industrial downfall. You've got a town that once had, 20,000 workers in the 1920s, and now it's down to about 2,000 residents. A lot of these people live below the poverty line. And so this is a place that would traditionally probably be, ignored in media in America. However, it's also a town, and I think, Hollywood has agreed with this, that has a very specific kind of industrial beauty and romance, and it's a place that reminds a lot of people of a Pittsburgh that's long gone, and maybe a Pittsburgh that they would like to see revitalized. So at the same time, you've got this incredibly charismatic, unique mayor, John Fetterman, who's this big, bearded, tattooed guy who just so happens to have gone to Harvard University, who has some pretty radical and interesting ideas for how to bring Braddock back. And I think that, that's something that our readers, especially on social media, have really, really responded to. And so to give you an idea of just how emphatic this has been, just this week, actually, there was a Kickstarter project that was launched by Kevin Sousa, who's, perhaps one of the most buzzed about chefs in the country right now.
Right.
He's the chef behind the wildly popular Salt of the Earth restaurant. Well, Kevin came up with this very interesting idea for a community restaurant in Braddock called Superior Motors. And the idea behind the restaurant was to create a real farm-to-table, hyper-local restaurant that would use local produce from Braddock Community Farm, which is a really amazing community farm that was launched by Mayor Fetterman and his wife Giselle, and along with many other supporters. It has, quite a bit of produce available, and so Seuss's idea was to take this as the source for the restaurant, to use this local produce, but not only to do that, but to also provide culinary training and jobs to people in the community. And, I think this is the key thing here, because, Braddock's obviously gotten a lot of hype in the media ever since, I think, 2010, Levi started to do commercial spots that featured Braddock. Obviously, you had Out of the Furnace, a major Hollywood production shoot in Braddock recently. And so you have this public perception of Braddock, but then underlying all this is the fact that while it's an incredibly romantic industrial place, right, that everyone wants to see come back, well, what do you need? You need jobs. And so Seuss's idea was to not only provide a restaurant to Braddock, a place that unbelievably does not have any restaurants right now, not even fast food restaurants like Wendy's and McDonald's, so to provide the community with that, and also to provide jobs and sustainable education for these, for the people in the community. Well,
and
stumbling block.
I just want to jump in and mention that we've talked to Kevin about this on the program. If our listeners are interested in hearing that interview, they can go to our website at wesa.fm. And it sounds, Sean, like this idea is going to come to fruition, that he got the I believe he went through Kickstarter to get the funding, and it might be up and running in about a year.
Yeah, absolutely. So the happy ending of this story is that, he needed a pretty ambitious amount to make this happen. It was $250,000. Well, through the miracle of social media, word spread pretty quickly. The feature was featured on CNN, and more than 2,000 backers smashed the goal. And now it has more than $300,000 of funding. So soon Braddock's going to have this one-of-a-kind restaurant, and it's going to be really exciting to see how that plays out.
Now, Pittsburgh shows up on a lot of lists, including smartest city, most livable, etc., but its ranking as the third safest city in the country resulted in a lot of web traffic. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, this was quite a controversial topic, obviously. So Farmers Insurance ranked Pittsburgh as the number 3 most secure major city in the U.S., And you might remember back in 2009, Pittsburgh was about number 18 on Forbes' rankings of American cities for safety. But those rankings really took into account only violent crime and fatalities and things like that, right? Very serious things. So Farmers Insurance, their study aimed to take into account a more comprehensive quality of life statistics. So that study did economic stability, crime stats, plus, you know, natural disasters, housing depreciation, air quality, even employment numbers. This is a more comprehensive view of sort of safety and security. And Pittsburgh actually ranked third in those statistics, and we beat out another very hip up-and-coming city, which is Austin, Texas, which actually came in at number 4 on the list. So are we actually the third safest city in America? You could probably use different statistics to come up with 100 different answers for that. But one thing is certainly clear, and that's that 2013 was the year of big stats, big data. You hear this everywhere now, but Pittsburgh popped up on quite a few rankings, big data rankings. We were the smartest city in America, according to real estate blog Movoto. We were also ranked the best city for newspaper readership in the country by Scarborough, which said we had a daily readership at above 51%. The only bad news is, and it depends, maybe it's good news depending on your hobbies, but we were also ranked the number 4 most sinful city in America by Movoto. And so we ranked behind St. Louis, Orlando, and Minneapolis in that respect. So
most
if that
sinful.
Data is actually correct, then we're very well-educated ne'er-do-well.
What does that mean, though? What is most sinful meaning we're doing what?
So Movoto looked at things like strip clubs, cosmetic surgeons, and obese residents per capita. Among other things. So quite controversial statistics and inputs there. So who knows if this is actually true, but quite interesting nonetheless.
The sin of indulgence, I guess. But what happens in Pittsburgh stays in Pittsburgh, right?
Exactly.
We're talking with Sean Conboy, online editor of Pittsburgh Magazine's 412 blog, an app developed by a CMU professor, which became the company Duolingo, was named Apple Computer's 2013 app of the year. Is this why Pittsburgh Magazine's 412 blog suggests CMU startups are killing it? And we've got just a little bit of time left for you to delve into this.
Sure. So, Duolingo is really interesting and probably a perfect metaphor for many, many CMU startups that are doing really well right now, because it seems like CMU is approaching, you know, economic and social problems in really interesting ways. So, there's two problems here. One is, as the web grows, we've got, you know, a huge scaling problem, because you can't just use professional translators to translate news and information because of the speed of the web today, right? You've also got another problem, which is that things like Rosetta Stone, like translation software like that, is really, really expensive and prohibitive for consumers. So last year, a CMU professor, Louis Van On, actually looked at this problem and tried to merge them together. So he created something called Duolingo, which ended up winning Apple's Free App of the Year award this year. And basically, it's similar to Rosetta Stone, but it runs users through translating real web content into different languages. So users are not only learning in a really entertaining way by reading real stories, but they're literally translating the web on the fly and crowdsourcing it. The real key here is that CNN and BuzzFeed were so impressed with the accuracy of these crowdsourced translations that they have now hired Duolingo to populate their international sites. So real people are actually now translating the web in real time into other languages thanks to Duolingo. So it has more than 14 million active users now. And it's really exciting because Ashton Kutcher is one of the primary investors in Duolingo. And so this could be real big business in 2014 and beyond.
And you can also hear an interview about Duolingo on our website. In 10 or 15 seconds, can you tell us what you think will be big in 2014?
So you should go to pittsburghmagazine.com/the412 for all these stories. But I would definitely check out our story on the Ace Hotel, which is one of the biggest, coolest hotels in America. And it's only in a handful of cities, New York, London, and Portland. And it's actually coming to Pittsburgh as their next location in East Liberty. And I think this is really a sign of where the city's going and just the progressive nature of our growth. And it's really exciting.
Excellent. Sean Conboy is the online editor of Pittsburgh Magazine's 412 blog. And John, thanks for taking the time, or Sean, I should say, thanks for taking the time for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And I'm Paul Guggenheimer. That's all of our time for now. See you again next time on Essential Pittsburgh.